KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's currently 36 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, persons looking to travel east on Interstate 80 this morning in Cass County are going to need to take Highway 83 through Oneida, and then northeast back toward the interstate toward the Adair exit. Traffic was being rerouted off of Interstate 80 eastbound at Highway 71 by the Valley due to a fatal fiery crash involving two semis a little east of the interchange near the Nishna River Bridge. Westbound traffic was down to the right lane only at last report. One person died in that crash. A second person was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. No names have been released. The Atlantic Fire Department and other emergency personnel were called to the scene of the crash at around 5:30 this morning. Additional details are currently not available, but we do know it was a very fiery accident and traffic is moving very slowly westbound through the area. But again, eastbound traffic is being diverted down Highway 71 to just east of Atlantic and then on Highway 83 east to Oneida. So if you're needing to get on Interstate 80 and you normally do go up by the Valley, you're going to need to go further east to the Oneida or Wyota exits, preferably the Oneida exit, and take that up toward Adair. Elsewhere in area news, the Glenwood Police Department said yesterday a Mills County man had been arrested on drug charges. Wednesday, 37-year-old Jeremy Erickson of Malvern was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked. Erickson was being held in Mills County Jail on $6,300 bond. And 55-year-old Ray Radican of Glenwood was arrested Thursday for domestic abuse assault. He was being held in Mills County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Floodplain mapping and watershed planning will be discussed at a meeting of the State Interagency Missouri River Authority, or SIMRA, November 18th in Des Moines. The meeting will be held at 10 a.m. at the Iowa Utilities Board at 1375 East Court Avenue. Scott Ralston with the Iowa DNR will present on the efforts of the DNR and FEMA on providing new and updated flood hazard data for counties along the Missouri River. Larry Weber from the University of Iowa will present on a rural watershed approach to be used in the east and west Nishnabotna River watersheds. Other items on the agenda include updates on basin conditions from the National Weather Service. The complete agenda is available on the SIMRA website at www.iowadnr.gov/SIMRA. Interested people can attend the meeting by conference call. You can find out more under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon-cutting ceremony Thursday morning for the City Park's Avenue of Flags, and the project was envisioned by Melanie and Darren Petty with the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation.
We had a vision, I suppose it was a little over a year ago. I think we were heading to the zoo and saw the flags in Oakland and just thought, how beautiful is this, and why don't we have something like this in Atlantic, Iowa? And so Darren and I kind of talked and kind of came up with a little idea, and then next thing I knew, it was just growing. We were talking to the Kiwanis and to the supervisors and to Seth at Park and Rec to see, you know, if we could make this vision become a reality. And as you can see, it did become a reality, and it's probably just as pretty as I thought it would be.
Last April, the Cass County Board of Supervisors approved a request from the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund for flags and the plaza area in the county's portion of the downtown Atlantic City Park. The project also had the blessing of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Rec Department and Kiwanis Club. Since approval was granted, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department and members of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund have installed 8 16-foot-tall flagpoles purchased from the Kiwanis Club. The flags are lit by solar lights installed on the flagpoles. A new 3-foot by 58-foot sidewalk was also installed next to the current sidewalk on both sides that acts as a surface for the poles and plaza for memorial benches. A total of 6 memorial concrete benches will be added to the plaza.
Each bench will have a plaque on it, depending on what the person wants that has donated it. So we have 3 of those sold, and I was hoping to have them in, but they weren't quite ready, so hopefully those 3 will be in place before winter, though.
The memorial benches will be locked into the concrete so they can't be stolen. They will cost $700 for those that want to put a name on them, and the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund will pay for the shipping and locking mechanisms. If you'd like to purchase one to honor your friend or loved one, you can contact Melanie Petty at 712-249-3696. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund took on responsibility for all the costs associated with the project and had pledged to continue to maintain the flower bed in the plaza area. To date, the Memorial Fund has contributed nearly $150,000 to the community in forms of projects and other donations. The funds are made possible through the support of the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament, which was established by the classmates of Trevor Frederickson, who died in 2009, and originally was set up to provide scholarships to Atlantic High School graduating seniors and to have a bench placed at the Atlantic High School baseball field in his memory. Trevor was a 2006 graduate of the Atlantic High School and 2008 graduate of Southwestern Community College in Creston. Plans for the 2016 Christmas in Atlantic events are set. Atlantic Chamber Director Wida Hargens outlined the plans for the City Council during her fourth quarter chamber report at the Council's meeting Wednesday evening. Hargens said there are some new events scheduled to take place this year.
We have the Holiday Open House, which is something they haven't done for a long time. It'll be November 12th, so there's several retail businesses that are just using it as their, like, Christmas customer appreciation. And then also Grand Lighting this year, we've moved down to the historic Rock Island Depot. And the reason for that is we have a helicopter that is going to be dropping Santa off this year, weather permitting.
The Grand Lighting Ceremony is set for November 17th, beginning at 5 p.m. with free entertainment and hot dogs. In addition, Hargens says a holiday skating rink will be available during the Thanksgiving weekend only in front of the Rock Island Depot.
It's actually a synthetic ice skate. That's why I kind of try to leave ice out of it, because it's synthetic ice, so it's these big puzzle pieces that they put together. And the way he described it to me, it's kind of like a cutting board. You still use figure skates or ice skates or hockey skates. So, and there will be a charge for that.
The cost will be $7 for adults, $5 for kids 14 and under, and free for those 2 and under. The skating rink, she said, is made possible thanks to TS Bank being a huge sponsor this year for Christmas in Atlantic. Hargens also announced Atlantic was featured in the latest Iowa magazine in their Small Town Holiday edition.
We were listed as one of the top 10 destinations to go out and celebrate. This is the second year in a row we've been recognized in a statewide publication.
And the other upcoming events this season in Atlantic include a harvest market on November 21st from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cascotti Community Building, the Festival of Trees at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center on December 1st through the 4th, fireworks and a lighted parade at 6 p.m. on December 3rd. There's a holiday concert December 4th at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic beginning at 3 p.m. on that day, and carriage rides in Santa's Cabin at the Atlantic City Park, along with much, much more. For more information, go to AtlanticIowa.com on the web or call the Chamber here in Atlantic or toll-free at 877-283-2124. And the Cass County Conservation Board has announced the winners of their lighted Halloween campground event held last weekend at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis, or near Lewis. The first place went to site number 2, the Johnson family. The second place winner was site number 4, the Pangelina family. The third place winner was site number 1, the Amos family. And the fourth place was site number 3, Melissa Erman Johnson. The Cascotti Conservation Board thanks their business sponsor, Cabell's Ace Hardware, who donated prizes for the lighted Halloween campground. And they'd also like to thank everyone who signed up to decorate a site and share your Halloween decor with the public. Officials say the lighted Halloween campground will be held again in 2018. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.